Hello, this is Terry Laundrie with the midweek update for the T-Theory Observations. Well, we have seen a sharp decline as the market begins to move off of the projected D-top in a more forceful fashion, headed down to the mid-December low, which we got from the null deco. And all I would say at this point is that you're seeing a market decline towards some places where you're going to eventually get some support. So I'll just enumerate those. The sharp drop yesterday has brought us down at least to approaching the normal correction low, which in the table is given as the 1162 on the cash S&P price. But if it wants to stop there and bounce around for a while, it still has or come up. Its eventual low should be at the deep correction low, which is the lower envelope, and that's 10.93, and that's rising a little bit. If the S&P once the S&P gets about below the black line, though, the green line will stop climbing and it will start to turn down. So that's just a tentative number. The other aspect of the formulation is that I've been requested to take a look at the volume of the advanced decline oscillator, and the advanced decline oscillator has a very good it's ADO, it's black in the column right under the June history. That ADO generally has to get around down to around minus 400 before it can get before you can get a bounce in it. And that's worth following in the future, and I will do that next Wednesday on the update, because the best way to find out where this bottom is in the mid-December time period is to look for a rising bottoms pattern in the ADO. And these usually occur in the minus 400 area or lower, and we're not there yet, but you know we'll get there we have about a month to go. So that's something that's worth concentrating on. Other than that, I would say that it looks like that all asset classes are being taken down. We'll have to keep an eye on the gold to see how it wants to go, because that has a gold T. And also the government bonds did come up yesterday, so that's a good sign before it's supposed to have an eventual low in the 1 week into December. So we're just going to follow this stuff along, but there isn't any way to stop this correction from getting going, and it's likely to get down to the deep correction low by the time we get a new buy point, and you could just plan according for that. That's it for today. We'll be back next Sunday. Bye-bye.